This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable you can implement right away. It'll make you more magnetic and effective. That's the idea anyway. And today, look, this one I love because I wish I'd done it a long time ago. We're not very intentional about our friendships. I remember when I was in college, I was just friends with the guys that lived on my floor. And then we decided, we should live together because we don't live in the dorms anymore. And then by the time college was over, I was kind of like, how did I end up friends with these guys I have nothing in common with? And like, I can't wait to just like make different new friends. And that was my own fault. These aren't even bad people. It was just, I just never was intentional with the type of friends that I have. And you've heard the Jim Rohn quote a bajillion times, that you only go as high as your five closest friends. So if those are the people around you by default, well, you've got a default life. That's no good. So here's an exercise to start figuring out how you can think a little bit more about this. Write down your 15 closest friends, and then write down why you are friends. And you're going to find there's some people in there that you grew up with, and this is totally fine. It doesn't matter if you met somebody because you lived near them. I'm not saying every single friendship has to be made with an outcome in mind. I'm just saying this will get you thinking about certain people that are valuable and certain people that are default that you have always been thinking, well, you know, been friends for a while. Well, wait a minute. You know, we met because of this. Why am I still dealing with this crap? But write down why you like them. And for other folks, figure out maybe why you don't jibe anymore, or why you don't want them necessarily to play this big part in your life anymore. And you can also then start to take actions to surround yourself with people who have the qualities you wrote in the list that you like. And of course, those actions are covered in a lot of our toolbox episodes and the other content that you hear on The Art of Charm. But you want to figure out who you really want to surround yourself with and those types of friends that you already have, people that maybe you want to limit your time with. And then, of course, you can start to steer your actions towards the ones that you really do like to be with and be around, that are elevating you. And that is so important. We literally never do this in our lives most of the time. And of course, as a little bonus, which I don't think is a bonus, I think this should be part of it, reach out to those, let's say, 10 people on the like list and share with them why they made the cut. Share with them, and you don't have to say made the cut. Please don't, in fact. But share with them, look, hey, you know, the reason I like you is I just feel really supported and you're super creative and I always like hearing what you're up to and you make me laugh all the time. It sounds a little weird, especially for guys to do that, but I think guys really do need to support each other in this way because we really don't value this as men. We kind of think like, oh yeah, you know, Tom and I, we're activity partners. We play racquetball. We never think like, you know, I should just tell that guy that he's really damn funny, because I don't know if I've ever have. And whenever I send people a little email or a note or mention something like this to somebody that maybe I've never said anything like this to, inevitably, even months later, they'll say, hey, man, thanks for that. I needed that. The day that I read that, I'm really glad that that was the first email I opened. And I think, wow, you know, this actually made a difference to this person. So you'll be surprised. You will surprise yourself, both with the people you surround yourself with. You'll surprise yourself with your ability to create your own social circle, especially the closest intentional friendships. And you'll surprise other people and yourself when you start to share what you really do dig about them. And as a bonus for the other side of things, go through Facebook every week or every month. Open the tabs of who has a birthday. You can find that in your events list. And look at the list. And just unfriend the people you, or unfollow the people you don't want to hear from actively. Whenever I do this with Facebook, I unfriend hundreds of people. Hey, where did I meet this person? I don't remember. Hey, where did I meet that person? Oh yeah, we hung out once at this like concert. I've literally never thought about them since then. Unfriend. You'll find your newsfeed becoming more useful. You'll find the things that you see in your newsfeed more fun, interesting, and frankly, you will find your bandwidth freed up a little bit. And if you have the whole Facebook thing where you've got 5,000 friends and you know 15 of them, that problem will start to solve itself. So a lot to do today, looking through Facebook, making that list of close friends. I hope that this is helpful. And definitely let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life. Tweet at me. I'm at The Art of Charm. And let me know how this is working out for you. That's at The Art of Charm on Twitter. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, lots of little exercises just like the one I just mentioned, and some step-by-step challenges to help you move forward in pretty much every area of your life. There's a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. If you don't use Facebook or you don't like social media, that's fine. You don't have to join the Facebook group. But it does have AJ and myself in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team helping you move through the challenges as well. Text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to 33444, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking and rolling on that.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts. Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.